You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you here on a Monday. Hope everybody enjoyed their weekend as we get it started here today. A busy, busy show over the next 2 hours as we talk the world of sports with you. We kick it off with ESPN Zuba Mahente. He'll be by at about 4:20 this afternoon. Brian Goodman talking Big 12 basketball as we get ready for the state of Iowa's last chance. That's right, last opportunity. First state to get a team into the NCAA tournament. As Brian Goodman will be stopping by at about 4:40. We got you and I head coach Ben Jacobson stopping by, putting a cap on the season. And will it be the end? We'll ask him about the CBI, CIT, if an invitation would come there, if the Panthers would listen. And we wrap things up talking Hawkeyes and more with Wolfgang. He'll be by at about 5:35 this afternoon. Jimmy B, what's happening?
Just a great day, everybody. Just a great day. Trent had a great weekend. Basketball games were a lot of fun. This is one of the best times of the year. It really is, with all of the top college teams pretty much in action. And look, you get through the conference tournaments, and I know the Big Ten is already done, and so is the Valley, but you still have the Big 12, you still have the SEC, you still have the Pac-12. I mean, you still got great basketball to really kind of lock and load on and try to, you know, get a good idea of what you think those particular teams are going to do when we get into the following week and it becomes the NCAA tournament and March Madness.
So you're excited for this, is what you're saying, Jim.
I am, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I am. But I mean, look, I don't, you know me, I don't have a team. I like to watch players. I've said that for years on this show. And so I want to watch Grayson Allen at Duke. I want to watch Mo Bamba at Texas. I want to watch Ayton at Arizona. I want to watch Colin Sexton at Alabama. I just like to watch highly skilled athletes do what they do, and this is the best time because you can go from game to game and have that chance to observe.
We're going to have a busy week, no doubt, and we get our basketball coverage on the high school ranks started tomorrow, as we'll bring you Van Meter. They play tomorrow morning, in fact, 9:30, in their opening round matchup against Cascade. At 1 o'clock, it'll be Norwalk going up against Glenwood, and then a nightcap, 8:15, Johnston and Waukee. Then the following day on Wednesday, Valley's in action that morning at 10:30. So it's going to be a busy one, Jimmy B. But not only that, you know, our relationship with Westwood One, we also are going to be able to bring a lot of these conference championship games tonight. The Metro Atlantic Conference going to be in action. I know you're looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of those conference championship games also happening here on the airwaves.
Now, look, this is, you and I discuss it all the time because both of us, we're two peas in the pod when it comes to college hoops. We both really like it. We love the atmosphere. We love what comes with the intensity and the opportunity that it is one and done. And just what goes into it and how the players perform and how coaches coach and who really shows at this time of the year. Was it just a player who had a good 2-week run during the regular season against teams that weren't very good, and then all of a sudden you're matched up against a really good team? Oh, that guy is not as good as what we thought. Or is it a top-notch player who just performs out of this world against top-notch talent, and you're shaking your head going, man, that was great. That was just sensational to watch. So that's what I look for, Trent. I can't wait for it. I really can't.
Well, let's take a look back, Jim, at the weekend that was across the landscape here locally. Iowa knocked off on Thursday. We talked about that. Iowa State, they played on Friday night against Oklahoma. And Jimmy B., as we're ready for the Big 12 tournament, didn't matter what happened against Oklahoma. Iowa State had been locked into that 10 seed for a while. But a team that just looks like there's nothing left in the tank.
there's nothing left. They're toast. Look, this is a team that all of a sudden I think has hit the wall, and it happens to freshmen, and they have a lot of them. And to be honest, they don't have a lot of players still. And from that standpoint, you know, if a guy's not into the game, if he's upset with his girlfriend, if he didn't like the pizza last night, you know, I mean, when you're that age, those things are all factors. And so I don't look for this to go long. Could they pull an upset? Yeah. Yeah, they can pull an upset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. But they're not going to be playing deep into the Big 12 tournament. That's not going to happen.
No, don't expect a big run out of the Cyclones. No. And one of the things they need to get turned around and figure out what's going on with Cam Lard, a guy that had been just a huge factor when they were pulling those upsets in the middle portion of conference play. Just the way that he ballooned as a player, you know, what he became. And I think ahead of schedule, ahead of what a lot of people anticipated for him this year as redshirt freshman season. But here as of late, he's struggled. He's 4-20 from the floor over the last three games, 1-7 against Oklahoma. He's going through a slump right now. Is it as simple as chalking it up, a freshman hitting the wall? Or, Jim, could there be a little bit more going on there? You listen to Coach Prohm, and he's trying to push those buttons. But what are your thoughts on Lard and what we've seen as of late?
Okay, I'm going to take you to what Wingington said after that loss, where he pretty much came out and said, we got issues. And I get that. I think that if you're going to get specific and talk about Lard, and we talked about how that maturation process went really well for him, and then all of a sudden, bang, it's like he's lost in space. I think there's film on him now, and so that makes a difference as coaches have figured out how to defense him, where before you really didn't because you never didn't have anything on the kid. So now you have a better idea of how to play against him. And also, I think it's the grind. And I just think it's one of those things, Trent, and I don't know any of this, that, you know, maybe he's just not a happy guy right now. I don't know if it's his personal life, if he's got a minor injury. I don't know. This is nothing else but speculation. And for some reason, he doesn't look like the happy guy on the basketball court when he had a chance to dominate down low and play with that fire that everybody got. Oh, man, this guy's 2 years. This guy's really going to be a star. And it seems like it got up and left.
Yeah, it just very quickly how it went away, and what else can you do? What else needs to happen here? You mentioned those comments to Wigginton, who had obviously the highlight of the night with that dunk as he went to the middle of the floor and went flying in. What a wonderful, wonderful play that was. But, you know, he's making comments. And Prohm, look, they're on a losing streak. They're ending the season on a skid. All the goodwill that maybe they had built up, maybe that's dissipated for some people and the frustration that's going to happen when you lose six consecutive games. It's going to happen regardless of where people's expectation level is. Losing six in a row, eight of your last nine going into the conference play, there is going to be frustration. But I don't know. Reading through some things from Coach Prohm, you and I have kind of chalked it up to, hey, this is a young team. And they're going to be a lot better next year with the guys we've talked about coming in, all those things. But maybe there are some deeper issues here than what we can see, just watching the games, some inside the locker room, getting guys to buy in. Because Probe's talked about that a lot, just getting these guys to understand what it takes to compete at this level and what it's going to take game in and game out in the Big 12 to make that rung up. Maybe it's not the sure thing that we've been talking about really all throughout this season for next year. There's more work to be had, it seems.
I agree with you that there's more work to be had, but I can't see why some of these issues, no matter what they are, cannot be solved during the off season. And I just have this feeling that when Shyock and Jacobson are there, the whole character of this team will change because those two guys are ballers. And they won't take any shenanigans. They're there to play. So I just think that the aura around the team, Trent, next season will be different. You won't have to rely on a freshman, although now being a sophomore in Wiginton, to be that total overall leader. You're going to have a couple of guys who I just mentioned that will have played on the big stage, understand the big stage, and know how to prepare for that big stage. I think that's going to be really a transition moment for Iowa State next season.
It is. And to be honest, Jim, and I mentioned this in passing last week, after what I saw out of Iowa this past season, I'm not so quick to just think it's all going to work out. Because in terms of talent, sure, but when you're having these kind of questions, when you're having the concerns that seem to be there with Coach Prohm, I do think it goes deeper than just roll the ball out there and they got enough talent that they'll get it done. I'm going to second and sometimes third guess, I think, just what I see in terms of what the roster looks like. I think digging deeper is going to have to happen, and I think that's going to be a case also with the Iowa State hoops because, you know, we remember last year another run to a Big 12 tournament title and how great that was. And it was. It was a lot of fun. But you go through each of Coach Prohm's seasons there at Iowa State before this year, there were also some rough stretches in there. It wasn't all sunshine and lollipops game in and game out for the Cyclones. And I think at times we just tend to forget that. We just think you get these memories just overall. But you remember last year when they went through that stretch and they lost to TCU before TCU was at least known as a pretty good team, and they came back, they lost 3 out of 4, they got beat at Vandy, they lost to West Virginia after that, they had a loss to that bad Texas team in the beginning of February, and it was, oh boy, and there were a lot of restless people with the senior group. They righted the ship, they won 6 in a row after that, and went down to Kansas City, we know what happened, but that happened just last season. Again, something that sometimes we forget about. You go back to the year before that, another great team trying to push the right buttons, but there was a stretch where they struggled. They lost 3 out of 4, including Texas A&M in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, West Virginia, Texas Tech, a road loss, not a very good Texas Tech team. You know, these same kind of questions have kind of been there, and I guess sometimes we forget. It hasn't maybe been as good as we think sometimes. Not that it's been bad and this season's been frustrating, yes, but that's something that you have to also look at and remember. The thing, though, it's been humming along at a pretty good level, not the elite level that some people might want to paint it as.
I think you're correct with that, and I do remember those issues that they had, but they had team leaders at that time, too. You had Monte Morris and George Niang. They don't have anybody like that on the basketball court for Iowa State. So I think that was a monster a difference. I think next season, and you're probably right, we just can't sit here and say, okay, with the addition of just the two guys coming in, who are really good players, that this is going to redefine this team and they're going to be a lock for the dance. I think you and I both believe they're going to be a lot better. I don't know if we can sit here today and say, oh, they're a lock for the NCAA tournament. But I think that with those two guys and maybe another recruit coming in, I have a feeling that Iowa State will be right there when you get to early March and preparing to knock on the door to walk into the NCAA tournament. And that's, of course, if everybody stays healthy, you know, the injury factor, all of that. But I do remember when once you referenced that, last season they had some issues, got it corrected again, and the season prior to that, remember, Prohm sat a couple players down. I do remember that, and they didn't play for a while. And so, and then they got that fixed, and they made their run as well. So, I think this season for Steve Prohm at Iowa State, I'm sure he believes it's a one-time thing, and he knows he's going to be much better next season. I think the question will remain how much better, and does he have a leader that he can count on in the locker room? That's it.
And it can be a precarious situation. You know, we saw suspensions this year. Zeron Talley came in, and that's a guy that was kicked off the Old Dominion basketball program before he surfaced. You're talking about Shaq and Jacobson, both, you know, guys that come in as transfers. Well, they left their programs for different reasons, obviously, and they have their reasons for it, but that chemistry, that leadership, those are qualities that it's just not a surefire slam dunk, and you just don't know. Just something to chew on here on a Monday. Iowa State in action. There'll be game two kicking things off in the Big 12 tournament. It'll be Bedlam before that, Oklahoma State. Looking forward to that. And then Iowa State, Texas, about 8:30 will be the tip-off of that one down in Kansas City. Coming up on the other side, we go national. Zubin Mehente, ESPN Sports Center. He'll stop by for a conversation. Lots to get into here with Zubin. Brian Goodman on the Big 12. We'll get deeper back into that. Ben Jacobson will be here, the UNI coach, and Wolfgang. A busy show on a Monday. Back with more in a moment.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
The day for everyone to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's, on Merle Hay Road.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Sponsored by Cece's. Now at Cece's, New York style pizzas and new cheesecake brownies on the buffet for just $5 and change for a limited time. Only at Cece's. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply.
Sandy from Collectomania. Lots of great items to choose from. Furniture, glassware, collectibles, tools, toys and games, music, NASCAR and metal signs, new blankets and caps, touch lamps, 3200 Delaware, open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, closed Mondays. Collectomania, the name says it all.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too, like turning errand day into all done day. Get $10 off when you spend $40 on everyday must-haves like Tide and Bounty. Or taco night. Find toppings like Market Pantry shredded cheese on sale 2 for $4. And pick up a 2-pack of Crest 3D toothpaste, just $6.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for UNI, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515 515- 225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
You can always run Tom Petty. I'm good with that. That works for me all the time. Jim and Trent, everybody, right here on the Big Talker 1700. Zub Mahente is sequestered nicely at ESPN, and he joins us on the show right now on the Big Talker 1700. Hello, Zubin, and how was your weekend?
Good. Getting ready for Champ Week. A lot of draft talk riling up. Rockets 15 in a row. It was a really great, really, really great weekend. I know this is the time of year that's made for college basketball. Not so much in your state. I know it's going to be tough. I think outside of the Drake women, it doesn't appear that there's going to be, maybe the Iowa women, it doesn't appear there's going to be much going on. But while college basketball is dominating, I think there's a couple of really great stories over the weekend. I should mention Phil winning. So I think there was a lot of really great stuff this weekend.
It was a good weekend.
Let's start. Yeah, it was, Trent. Yeah, I loved it. Hey, listen, I watched some of Phil winning. He hadn't won in like 362 years. It was an incredible performance. And, Zubin, the best part is that he beat Justin Thomas in sudden death on the first hole. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think, yes. I may have to slightly correct you. I believe you want to shave 357 years off your prediction there. I don't think he had won in 5 years. But what's really cool about it, and I was talking about this because we'll be going to the Masters next month. I was talking about a couple of guys. You know, that's a tournament, and I'm excited to, you know, I've never been there. And it's one of those things where the Tiger storyline is great, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. But the Phil at Augusta storyline to me is truly remarkable. I know the six bridesmaid finishes at the U.S. Open, and all of that has been discussed with Phil. But Phil in Augusta, Tiger in Augusta, our great American golfers in Augusta, truly is a story that I don't think ever really diminishes. I mean, the U.S. Open is so different because of the course, the way it's set up, and how many different courses it's at. But for a guy like Tiger, for a guy like Phil, guys that have just been around our ethos, this is nothing against Spieth or Fowler or Dustin Johnson. These guys are new on the scene, and the best is yet to come for them, which is truly amazing considering how great they've been. And I'll throw JT in there too, Jim. But for guys that we've been watching for the better part of two decades, or the guys that those youngsters grew up watching like Woods and Mickelson, just to have Mickelson play the way he did heading to Augusta, just to see Tiger shoot around sub-70 at one point heading to Augusta with still two more tournaments left to play, the Valspar this week for him, and then Arnie's tournament, Bay Hill after that, to me it just makes Augusta that much more special. Because the guys that we want to romanticize with may not be able to win it. Like, I don't know what the odds are of Tiger winning the Masters. But just the notion that they've got an opportunity and they're rounding into what we hope they can be is a great, great sign. Phil winning for the first time in 5 years is great. But it's the story moving forward with him that I think is really intriguing.
So from golf, it is March, and we'll talk more golf in April, Zubin. But we got to talk hoops here. And one of my favorite things, and I know, Zubin, you've heard, there is a lot of arrows that are slung at ESPN for a myriad of different things. But for me, they do championship week right. And it's already got going with some teams getting in. The story of Lipscomb hitting shots from all over the place and knocking off Florida Gulf Coast. But tonight, you get the Metro Athletic America Conference, Fairfield and Iona, kind of a crazy tournament that's been going on there. You get the Summit League Championship. You get these championships that happen throughout the week. to me, this is as good as it gets. This signifies March when we get to this Monday and we start to see these title games.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is a great time for us. Champ Week is really cool. It's just so unique in the sense that, you know, I'll give you an example. The Radford game yesterday was insane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's probably the only conference game people have seen out of that league all year. I even thought the Murray State game at Belmont Saturday night was intriguing. And you never know how things are going to work. So I'll give you an example. Let's say we were on a couple weeks ago or even last week, and I'm sure you guys said it. I may have said it at one point too. Just what a poor idea the Big Ten tournament in New York would be. Because, you know, you watch the Iowa game, it's sparsely populated with Illinois. Rutgers is a decent showing, but should it be a better showing considering they're a short trade run away, they're the 14th seed. I think if you ask fans on Saturday and Sunday, their overall thoughts on the Big Ten tournament, I think even though Delaney came out and said it wasn't a great idea and it's not something we're going to do again, I think Saturday and Sunday rescued the Big Ten tournament. Raucous atmospheres, great crowds, and this is an unintended consequence. By holding it last week, or quote-unquote this week, with the title game ending Sunday, and just a confluence of weird factors, like across this portion of the country where they're trying to get more eyeballs, we had a really bad nor'easter storm. So there were parts of the week where people in this part of the country weren't going to work. They weren't going outside. And you had a high-level conference basketball tournament going on. To take nothing away from the other conferences, but you had the Big Ten alone on a gigantic stage in New York, and yes, it started slow, but I think secretly they would tell you, even though they publicly came out and said, not a great idea to hold this tournament in New York, I think they were very, very pleased with the way it came out. And there's some really positive press being written about it when just a week before the tournament started, people were like, oh, this is a bad idea. I actually think the Big Ten in New York actually acquitted itself a lot better than people thought it might, Trent.
I'm with you on that as well, and I was surprised, just like you were, Zubin, that the people showed up for those final couple of days, and they did show up. And you're right about with the nor'easter, eyeballs on the TV set. Look, when Delaney made that was exactly what he was hoping to get. And there was so much about it before the tournament began, and New York is so big, and it's a pro town, and nobody gives a damn about college basketball. I thought Rutgers acquitted themselves, the fan base acquitted themselves very well. I don't know. I know you're a Rutgers alum, but I thought that on the second day, I thought they showed up in full throat to try to support their team. So from the aspect of it was doomed to fail, apparently, it wasn't doomed to fail. They were calling it a good success.
Yeah, a couple things there. Rutgers won three games during the regular season in the Big Ten, then I think they won two in as many days. So if you are looking at it from a small sample size, if you win three, and I believe one of those wins was over Iowa, then you get two in 2 days. You've been the last seed for the last 5 years. You've been the 14th seed, and you get yourself to the quarterfinals. I think that's an achievement in and of itself, but I would tell you the one other thing about holding this tournament where it is and how much college sports has changed here in the last half decade. Obviously, as we know, part of the reason they wanted to infiltrate the New York market and the Washington, D.C., Baltimore, College Park, / Mid-Atlantic portion to get Maryland and to get Rutgers was because of, and this just shows you how fast technology is moving, guys, what they were really concerned about was household viewers, right? Trying to get the Big Ten in as many homes in this portion of the country as possible. Then you make money off of every home that has the Big Ten network. They were hoping to charge $1 per subscriber, and this is a flush area. I mean, New Jersey alone, tiny little New Jersey, has 8 million people in it. So you saw what the idea was there, but it just goes to show you how different the world is, where now we're 5 years later, a half dozen years later, and households don't really need anything because of apps, because of the way we're watching stuff digitally. The idea that just a half decade ago that you needed to be in households in highly penetrated areas, in highly populated areas, has given way to the notion that if you have a phone or a tablet and a strong connection, you can watch anything, anywhere, and be counted and tabulated the same way. So it's amazing how their business model has had to switch so much Because now, when you're if you're pumping a product today, if you start a TV network today, you're not worried about getting it on cable. You're worried about getting an app, getting it over the top, and getting it to as many people as possible, as cheaply as possible, and getting as many eyeballs on it. So it's a great idea when Delaney did it. It made sense. It was uncapped. But at the same token, the industry has changed so much that now the complete paradigm for what you really need to be a successful league is so much different. It's so much different than it was just a half decade ago. Nobody's chasing households. Everybody's chasing clicks.
Zubin, does that mean we will see it back in the future at some time? There's a lot of people that are vehemently against the Big Ten tournament returning. Do you think it'll happen at some point, though?
I mean, the one thing I like about Delaney is he's just sort of like, I'm doing it my way, you know? Yeah. And I've always sort of liked that about him. I know certain people, you know, also for a guy that is as old as he is, he's remarkably keen and in touch with what really matters. Now, I'm sure he's surrounded by a bunch of young people, by a diverse group of people that kind of realizes they need to broaden their fan base, strengthen their fan base, you know, proliferate a little bit, getting out of the breadbasket of the Midwestern part of the country. Because part of the reason that Jim said the place was so packed on Sunday was there's a ton of Michigan alums that live in this yep. area. I mean, as you guys know, there's quite a bit of Iowa alums. The yep. Iowa club functions are always terrific. So there's a lot of people that have migrated east for work or family or whatever the case may be. So I wouldn't count it out. Do I think it's better in Chicago and Indy? Yeah, I do. Do I think it hurts every once in a while to go to Washington and D.C. and New York? I don't. But I think at the same token, if they were to think about it, I think this is just me, Trent, spitballing. I don't think they'd want to do it like this. Even if the attendance is what it is, I think deep down, and I can't speak for the Big Ten, there's probably a feeling that, yeah, we're not physically entrenched in this portion of the country like the Big East, the old Big East. Now, this is not the old Big East, it's the new Big East. But I think part of the Big Ten says, we're the Big Ten. We are not going to play second fiddle to the Big East and hold our tournament a week early. They've had a long time association, the Big East and Madison Square Garden, so I get you really can't break that. But I think the Big Ten realizes there is some value to being played early, but I think in terms of being a quote-unquote big-time conference, you want to be in the thick of championship week, which, as you said, Trent, is your favorite time of year. How are you right now as a Big Ten fan, knowing that no matter what team you root for, now you are in the thick of camp week, and you're nowhere to be found? I mean, if you're Michigan, you're on fire, and you're not going to play for a dozen, maybe 13 days. You're Michigan State, you've lost one game in the last 2 months. The last two losses you had are to Michigan, who you're probably not going to see in the NCAA tournament, so you'd love to play anybody else, and you're not playing for another dozen days, 13 days, if not more. So there is a little bit of a drawback to playing this early. If you're banged up, sure, it's a great opportunity to get healthy. But if you're on fire and you want to keep playing, this is a rough place to be. You got to just stop and wait now.
Having a conversation with Zubin Mehente, ESPN, talking college basketball and so much more. All right, Zubin, let's get to the combine quickly because there were a couple of Iowa guys there, Jewel and Jackson. And so let's kind of your take on what you saw from the combine. Your network is heavily involved and did lots of stories out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the biggest story, I mean, we just talked about all the big stories of the weekend, and the one I probably should have added was the Griffin story. I just thought that was an unbelievable story. But I think for people that watch college football, it wasn't that much of a surprise because he was excellent playing for UCF. I think a lot of people, because it's UCF, and he doesn't play for a quote-unquote superpower in the sport, they were unfamiliar with him, even though his personal story makes him so interesting from a human interaction and a human interest perspective. But because he played at a school that not a lot of people are aware of generally, I mean, your listeners, myself, you two, I mean, we're into it. But for people just on the outside, they're like, UCF, they don't really know what that's about. This guy was some sort of, like, new revelation to them, and it was awesome. And the funny thing about it is, like, we were discussing this Saturday night when he was doing those bench presses, and I don't understand how the combine works in the sense that this guy had to, like, basically get into the combine at the last second. You know, he was, like, a great college football player, and that should be, in my mind, enough to draw one of the 330-something cards to the combine. And he had to sort of scrape and claw to get into the NFL scouting combine. Meanwhile, guys like, you know, Baker Mayfield, who have had some issues, Johnny Manziel, who have had some scrapes. Meanwhile, though, and I realize there's a difference between being arrested and being, you know, shunned by your school or suspended by your school. The league has, for the combine, a sort of a different way of dealing with situations like that. Off-the-field problems are on a case-by-case basis. But to me, what's amazing is not only did he put up those reps, but the fact that he had to basically beg to get into this thing when he was clearly one of the best college football players at his position over the course of time. Sometimes when I see stories like that, I'm inspired by the story and then often shake my head to say, how close did that come to not even occurring? How could this guy not be on the initial list of guys going? Bottom line, he got in, he was great, and I think he certainly turned himself into a guy that's going to be worth drafting and seriously going to be on a lot of guys' boards.
Zubin Mehente, ESPN. Zubin, good watching you over the weekend. Saw you, I believe, a couple of times. Even busier this week with championship week?
It's going to be crazy. And to, you know, talk about the digital thing that we were talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to go crazy this week. I think I'm doing 20 hours of digital highlights on Wednesday and Thursday, or Thursday and Friday, because, you know, we take it for granted. We work in the business, us three. But for a lot of people, when their favorite team plays Thursday night and Friday night or Wednesday afternoon, hoping to win to get a bid to Thursday, you're at work, you can't be there. The tournament's not an area where you can drive, like we just talked about with the Big Ten. So we're just going to go into overdrive on highlights, big shots from all the games. You're not going to have to wait for a final score. I mean, we are just going to just bombard people with the biggest shots, and that's going to be just all day, all night this week. I know I'll be doing it probably Wednesday through Friday, but keep the app handy, because I think, like you said, I appreciate your comment. I do think ESPN totally does it right on Champ Week, and we'll be all over from a digital perspective, too. The days of waiting for the game to be over and all that, I think we all know that day is come and gone. You need it now, and we'll give it to you this week.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time today, Zubin.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Zubin Mehente, ESPN. Quick timeout. Back with more on the other side. We jump into the Big 12 a little bit deeper. The last hope for the state of Iowa. Probably not a lot of Cyclone talk. We'll talk Big 12 next. Brian Goodman joins us here, Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you, from testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy. New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Sponsored by Cece's. Now at Cece's, New York-style pizzas and new cheesecake brownies. On the buffet for just $5 and change for a limited time. Only at Cece's. Prices may vary. Restrictions apply.
Tonight's forecast, snow showers out there, especially north and west of the metro. It's going to be colder, low of 31. Snow showers around Tuesday. It's going to be windy with a high of 37. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
When you're on the water, you want a boat that offers stability, handling, and performance. And that's just what you'll get in a Manitou pontoon boat from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Manitou's patented V-Tune technology will have you carving the water, giving thrill rides to the skiers and tubers in your crew. It's this type of performance that has helped Manitou pontoon boats dominate the competition at the McCainer Barrel Races 4 straight years. If a Manitou pontoon boat can do that in competition, just think of all the fun you can have on the water with your family and friends. Be ready when that first nice weekend hits. Head to Malone Motorsports now and let their pros help find the perfect Manitou pontoon boat for you. They can explain all about Manitou's V-Tune technology, their quality guarantee, and why they're the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Water Ski endorsed water sports boat. Malone Motorsports in Monroe at the junction of Highways 14 and 163. They're worth the drive and open 7 days a week to keep you on the water. Online, MaloneMotorsports.net.
Sandy from Collectomania. Lots of great items to choose from. Furniture, glassware, collectibles, tools, toys and games, music, NASCAR and metal signs, new blankets and caps, touch lamps, 3200 Delaware, open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, closed Mondays. Collectomania, the name says it all.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in as we take you all the way till 6 o'clock. Still to come in the second hour, the head basketball coach of UNI, Ben Jacobson, will be our guest coming up at about 5:15. More basketball right now because Brian Goodman, Rush the Court, is our guest here on 1700. Hi, Brian, and are you excited because this week should be great?
Oh, yeah, the Big 12 tournament is always a lot of fun. I think just the quality of teams at the top is, nationally it doesn't quite, stack up with some of the other power conference teams, but the middle and the lower half of the conference, as we've seen, is capable of beating anyone. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I know that isn't quite the case with Iowa State here. It seems like they've kind of stumbled to the finish line here, and it's been kind of apparent how overmatched they've been, but it's always a fun event, and I'm looking forward to it, even though the Iowa State contingency might not be what it usually is up here.
They'll still travel. There's not a doubt in my mind. Maybe not at the levels we've seen in the past, but there'll be plenty of Cardinal and gold that'll make their way down to Kansas City, and should be a good time. And Brian must disagree, Jimmy B, because he hung up on me.
He did. He just did. He just went goink, and he was gone. All right, try to get him back and explain that, and we'll go from there. Look, I love basketball tournaments, and I'm the guy that likes the four teams at the well. Because I like college basketball so much. And when you have tournaments like this, that's when you get a chance to see all of the teams in the conference. And you get to see them in just a couple of days. So to me, it's the best. All right, Brian, we lost you there just for a second. Glad that you are back on. So just your thoughts then on the tournament itself, and what do you think is going to take place?
I think there's probably about four different teams that are capable of winning this thing. And, you know, as we've been talking about the depth of the conference, we could see a lot of really good teams get bounced early. I think that's what, makes any, elimination setting a lot of fun. It'll be interesting to see if Kansas bounces back from the drubbing they took by Oklahoma State, or if Oklahoma State is going to kind of parlay this, the big win they had over the weekend into, a couple more big wins and force the committee into, thinking about putting them in. I think it's sort of a long shot, but just the fact that it's even on the table is pretty wild to me. We'll see how Oklahoma finishes the season too, see if Trae Young can put together a nice big run, or if the defense and sort of his lack of help is going to cause them to go home early and maybe sweat out their seating a little bit here.
Hey, I had a big picture question I was wondering about when I was looking at the bracket when it was released last night or even the night before, and they had the future championship dates listed on there, March 13th through the 16th next year in 2020, 11th through the 14th. Do you know long-term how much longer it's going to be in Kansas City, if it's up for renewal starting in 2021? What do you know about the future of the Big 12 tournament?
I don't think there's much out there. I think they tend to just sort of renew it reevaluate it and maybe 3-year cycles, kind of like what you inferred there. So, the Kansas City market has always done a great job supporting it. Mm-hmm. And as long as they have, they continue to have all of the things that organizations like the Big 12 look for. I know they're putting up a couple new, hotels downtown and, convention center going in. So, I think the downtown area in Kansas City is still going to be pretty appealing to the Big 12. And I know, in the off years that they've had it in Dallas or I think it was Tulsa, maybe 1 or 2 years, I don't think those went over nearly as well. So, I don't think anything is known beyond the dates that they're tied to, but that seems to be the way it's going.
Having a good conversation right now with Brian Goodman. I'm just real curious then. I think I just saw one of the analysts put out that he thinks five Big 12 teams will be in the dance. Do you have more? Or are you good with five?
Five?
Oh, I think there's going to be five.
Yeah. What analyst are you looking at, Jimmy B?
Yeah.
One of the guys put it out. I'm not going to name him. He just
Name him. I want to hear who this moron is. Five.
It was Lenardi. Lenardi had that.
Is he drunk?
Had five teams.
Five.
That's why I wanted to ask Brian.
Yeah, that seems pretty light. I don't know. Maybe that's not including the play-in rounds. I don't know. Five would be pretty light. I don't even know if every team that was in a bubble position right now lost and got booted. I think there's probably seven teams that probably don't really have much to worry about here. then yeah, you have Texas that's sort of on the fringe. Kansas State is looking pretty good, and I think the only team in the Big 12 that really has no shot at all, is Iowa State here. And I like I mentioned before, it's pretty unlikely that Oklahoma State gets in, but still have an outside shot. So it seems like realistically, the most they would max out with is eight. But even on the low point, I would think that. I think it's probably between 7 and 8 here, and with the 8 being Texas.
Yeah, and it could be 9 if Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma again, beats Kansas again. I think they're in consideration then. Texas, maybe they do have to beat both Iowa State and Texas Tech, but there even is a path for that. And Jimmy B, I'm looking at Lenardi's bracket. He's got 8 Big 12 teams in. I think you need to go back to your Twitter machine. It might be broke if you saw 5 there. All right, Brian, mentioned that Oklahoma-Oklahoma State game at the top. Oklahoma maybe righted the ship a little bit with their victory over Iowa State. The resume overall is pretty good. I think they're solidly in the tournament when you look at the totality of it. But can this team flip the switch back and make a run, catch a break, pull an upset in the round of 32? Is that still in this Oklahoma team, or for all intents and purposes, is it over?
I think this is still, there's still some ceiling there with Oklahoma. I think the thing that maybe some people, overlook when taking them to exit early is how good the Big 12 was this year. And the time that teams had to, I guess adjust to Trae Young. We saw the first big one was that game, after that game against Oklahoma State, where he took 39 shots. And then after that, teams they lost that game, but after that, it seemed that teams really started kind of crowding him and things like that. But it's still going to be quite a gap in competition between teams that that Oklahoma faced during conference play, and the ones that they'll face in the NCAA tournament in the early rounds here. So that being said, it still wouldn't shock me if Oklahoma State got bounced early, because it seems like whenever Oklahoma stopped making shots, it just sort of compounded on everyone. You could see it in the body language, which just kind of fed back into execution and just kind of became the cycle. And then, before you know it, they were even less engaged on defense than they already were. And so it just kind of snowballed there. So if they get a team like, I was watching like Loyola yesterday in the Missouri Valley, and they can really shoot the lights out. So they're, as vulnerable as any team, you go 8-10 in the league, that'll happen. That can happen. So, but I still think there's a bit of a ceiling with this Oklahoma group. And I could easily see them, outperforming their seed, once they're in the dance.
Good stuff.
Always good, pal, when we catch up with you. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Brian Goodman checking in, rushthecourt.net. Jimmy B, what's going on with your Twitter machine? 5 teams for the Big 12?
That's what he had tweeted out there.
No,
yeah. I saw it earlier today. I did not go to his bracket. I just saw what he had out there. So
I thought,
geez, that's not enough.
Brinson will try to put it back together. We got another hour to go here on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The day for everyone to be Irish. St. Patrick's Day falls on a Saturday this year. Party right with Bennigan's and the St. Patrick's Day Party on Saturday, March 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. in the Holiday Inn Ballroom. Live music starts at 7 with Moe's Garage, followed by Burning Sensation until 1 a.m. And room packages are available to stay the night at the Holiday Inn if you have a little too much Irish spirit. Your St. Patrick's Day Party headquarters, Bennigan's on Merle Hay Road.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Napa Auto Parts has expertise in parts you need to help keep your car on the road no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples Chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
You're in luck all this month during Aaron's Lucky Days. Get started leasing to own furniture, electronics, or appliances and get 6 months same as cash. Plus, you can save big on select products like living rooms, a JVC 55-inch smart TV bundle, a Samsung laundry pair, an HP desktop, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get 6 months same as cash during Aaron's Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358.